friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. I'm so glad for hymns and for the meaning that they have, and I'm glad that we get to learn this hymn together so that whenever you're at church and you hear it, you will be familiar with the song and you'll get to sing right along with them.
In the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, give me Jesus, give me
to start with a word of prayer. Dear Lord, thank you so much for your love and your care for us. Please open our eyes and help us to understand what you want us to learn. We love you, Lord. Amen. Hello, boys and girls. It is another day, and we get to learn more about Jesus' teachings. Jesus has been at a feast on Sabbath at a Pharisee's house. Now, usually the Pharisees didn't like Jesus, so then why did they invite him to this feast? Do you know? Because they wanted to trap him. They had brought a man who was very sick, and Jesus had healed him on Sabbath, and they were just like, what? You should not do that. Oh, they were not happy at all. Well, Jesus started using this opportunity to teach them and to hopefully help them to think about the things that they were doing that were wrong, to want to do what was right. Well, that Sabbath at the Pharisees' home, Jesus longed to help those proud people understand many important things. He loved all of them, even though he knew that they didn't love him. They could all be in his kingdom if they would only accept him for who he was. But you know what? They wanted a Messiah much different from Jesus. They wanted a kingdom much different from his. Well, Jesus noticed something at this feast. He noticed that the Pharisee had invited only people that he thought were important. Now, who was important to the Pharisees? Do you know? People who had money, people who were influential. That means they had an influence or an impact on those around them. He didn't even think of inviting any poor people or any sick people or any needy people. You say, hey, but wait a minute. He did invite that man who was sick that Jesus healed. Yes, you're right. He did. But you know what? The only reason why he invited him was because he wanted to trick Jesus, right? The rich and the important people only invited other rich and important people. It reminds me of exclusive clubs. Now, I didn't grow up in a place where my family went to an exclusive club. But there are some people that do. And exclusive clubs are basically places where people pay a lot of money to be a part of a club. And it might be at a golf course, or it might be at a place where they have lots of fancy food, and it's a place to network and to mingle and to be with other people and to get to know them. You're with other people that have lots of money that could invest in your business, or you could invest in others if you're looking for that. It's kind of a place where all the rich people hang out. Well, that was how the Pharisees were. They were like an exclusive club, nobody else allowed, unless you're part of this club. And in order to be part of the club, you had to be rich or had to know certain people. Well, Jesus told the Pharisees not to do that. And we can read about it in Luke chapter 14, verses 12 through 14. So I want you to find it. Grab your Bible, open it up to Luke. Now, if you don't know where Luke is, that's okay. I'm going to help you out. Luke is in the New Testament. The Bible is divided into two parts, the Old Testament and the New Testament. That's right. If you've been listening to this podcast, you know the New Testament. Well, the story of Jesus is in both Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Those are the four Gospels is what it's called. And that's where you can find the stories of Jesus. Well, this story that we're reading today is in Luke, the book of Luke, chapter 14. Luke is the third book in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke. Once you find Luke, then we're going to find chapter 14. The chapters are the big numbers, so let's look for 14. You might have to flip some pages back and forth, depending. If you go more toward the back of the Bible, the numbers get bigger. If you go towards the front of the Bible, the chapter numbers get smaller. So we want to find Luke chapter 14. Then we want to find verse 12. 12, look for the little numbers in the text. 12. We're going to read verse 12, 13, and 14. I am going to have Micah read this for us.
Then he also said to him who invited him, "When you give a dinner or a supper, do not ask your friends, your brothers, your relatives, nor rich neighbors, lest they also invite you back and you be repaid. But when you give a feast, invite the poor, the maimed, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed because they cannot repay you, for you shall be repaid at the resurrection of the just."
You know, as Jesus was speaking to the man who was giving the dinner, everyone knew that what he was saying was not just for that man, but for everyone else there too. But of course, none of them wanted to admit that they were selfish and that Jesus was right. Well, what Jesus was saying was making the guests feel very uncomfortable. I can imagine them kind of squirming in their seats. They had thought that what they were doing was perfectly all right. Who was Jesus suggesting that they needed to be inviting? Can you tell from the Bible text? He was saying, invite the poor, the maimed. That means people that may not have all of their limbs. So if their leg is cut off or their arm is cut off or their finger or their hand, they're not whole. They're not complete. Invite the poor, the maimed, the lame, people who can't walk, the blind. That's people who can't see. And what will happen? What did he say will happen? You will be blessed. Why? Because they cannot repay you. Where will our payment be if we invite these people to our house? If the Pharisees were to invite these type of people to their houses, where would their payment be? It would be in heaven. In fact, it reminds me of a verse, Matthew chapter 25. I want to read this for you. You can go there if you want. Matthew chapter 25. Matthew is the first book in the New Testament. And then I'm going to look at verse 34 through 40. I want you to think about this. This is Jesus talking, telling us what's going to happen when he comes back the second time, when he comes to bring our rewards. Remember, Jesus said you should invite the poor, the maimed, the blind, the lame. All of those people is who we should invite because they cannot repay you. So our payment will be in heaven. Now watch, here comes our payment. He's giving us a glimpse into what's going to happen when he comes and he repays us. Then the king will say to those on his right hand, "Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." So what will they inherit, the people on the right hand? They will inherit the kingdom prepared for you. Christ has a kingdom for those prepared. Now, who are these people that are on his right hand? What does it say? Well, he says, for I was hungry and you gave me food. Are poor people hungry and need food? Yes. I was thirsty and you gave me a drink. I was a stranger and you took me in. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me. But you know what these righteous are going to say? Here's what they're going to say. Then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you a drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you? And the king will answer and say to them, Assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me. When we invite those who cannot invite us back, we are inviting Jesus. Isn't that neat? And our reward will be the kingdom prepared for us. Jesus has a kingdom that he is preparing for us, and he wants us to be in it. We have a choice. Are we going to be those righteous that are on Jesus' right hand, that help all those that are around us, that we give people food who need food or a drink who need a drink, that we give them clothes and clothe them, that we invite the poor and the maimed and the blind and the lame? Are we going to do that? Jesus wants us to. That's what he tells us to do. Sometimes it's not easy, but Jesus has promised he will always be with us. Let's pray to close. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for teaching us how we are to treat others. Help us to look for ways to help the poor, the maimed, the blind, the lame. Help us to help those who are hungry or thirsty, who need clothes or need a visit and a smile. I pray that you will give us your eyes to see those in need around us and your hands to help them. We love you, Jesus. Amen. Let's do our memory verse song together. Are you ready? Let's go.
Whoever draws from the well will come forth, and he who has opened the book will be able to drink. Whoever draws from the well will come forth, and he who has opened the book will be.
Story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.